At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by outsourcing around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. So when you buy from American Giant, you're taking a stand for hardworking people, local communities, and quality clothes. American Giant directly supports American manufacturers and ensures you aren't footing that tariff bill. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
With licensed psychologist and guest John Delatorre.
If Richard Allen is the person who did this, wouldn't there likely have been others along the path? I mean, I'm going back to thinking of others who did get away with horrible acts for many. BTK, Dennis Rader, his family didn't have any idea while he was out doing these horrible, horrible things. If in fact we do have solid proof that Richard Allen is the man that did these things, I would think we'd be wondering if he was involved in other things and not just at this mid-40s deciding to go out and commit a crime like this. There'd be some sort of footprint or track record, I would think, especially in modern days of, you know, internet search histories or something that shows that there's some sort of penchant for this. I mean, is it likely that he was able, if he is the man who did this, to hide such a dark desire for all of those years, and then just one day goes out and does this?
Not in a post-2000 world, right? Once we started having easy internet connectivity, then we almost always lived our lives online. Mm-hmm. Now, it doesn't mean that he has a trail of bodies behind.
Sure. Yeah.
That might not necessarily be true. But what is true is that he would have been considered a nuisance towards, you know, it's minors in this case. So I have no reason to believe that it wouldn't have been minors previously. Mm-hmm. Maybe he doesn't have a sex offense on him, but he's definitely someone that would have been known in whatever community that he's in, that he shouldn't be around the people that he was around. Would he have necessarily a lengthy criminal history? Probably not, but he would have a lengthy history of interacting with police, a police interacting with him and saying, "Hey man, you gotta get out of this park. Hey man, you gotta get away from this pool. Hey man, you gotta get away from this school," you know, things like that. Like someone like this would be known, not necessarily that they have a trail of dead bodies. I mean, it is possible that these are the first two dead bodies. But again, there would have been at least a digital footprint that was something that he was interested in, mm-hmm. refining how he was going to kill these individuals. If it is ritualistic, the way that this expert said that it was, and the way that allegedly Odinism is included, if it was ritualistic, and by that I simply mean that every behavior done was to satisfy a much larger goal. Mm-hmm. Then he would need to have been researching each of those behaviors in order to get them right as he saw.
And we don't have that here. I mean, another case that comes to mind where we see a bizarre pattern of behavior, Brian Koberger, obviously innocent till proven guilty. We're not to his trial yet. But you have had a lot of people that have come forward. We've seen his own writings and such that kind of point us in a direction of, oh, he had issues with women and control, and that kind of add up to go, oh, kind of makes sense that this guy did what he allegedly did. With Richard Allen, we don't have that. We have nobody coming forward. We have nobody saying, yeah, this guy, you know, he's kind of weird around kids or anything, whatever it may be, that there was some oddity about him. There's none of that. I mean, all you really have is family members going, this is insane. Why is he being charged? Nobody's coming out of the woodwork at all saying, oh yeah, he's the weird guy. That almost seems to say something as well, because at the end of the day, the prosecution doesn't have to show a motive, but a jury sure would want one, and there just doesn't really seem to be one here.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's one of those things where the prosecutor would have to rely heavily on this idea that the bodies were found in a ritualistic manner, leaving a jury to then kind of fill in the gaps themselves, that this was about sacrifice, that, you know, something that they've learned through television, learned through movies and books and stuff like that, yeah, filling it in on their own in order to satisfy this desire for a motive.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing, I mean, if we're going to be offline, I guess, if he has a library card, what books has he been reading? I mean, it's not a bad thing to look at. We easily go to the internet and all that, but if someone's trying to do something like this off the record, you know, that may be a place that may show some very interesting evidence, or it may show absolutely nothing at all. Just like, as far as we understand, the digital doesn't show much either. And the geofencing is the other issue that doesn't seem to show a lot of things that make sense here.
Yeah. And workplace computers, is he someone that constantly gets the laptop or cell phone from a friend or coworker? Mm-hmm. Right. Again, this would be someone who would want the compulsion would be so great that they would need to see images at the very least, mm-hmm, of things that were fulfilling and that he could use as part of a fantasy. The fact that it's not there and that no one's coming out and say, yeah, man, this guy would ask for my phone all the time. And every time, like, I would always get strange stuff coming on my social media, or, you know, like targeted ads of stuff that I didn't like. Without any of that, I mean, this guy was then left to his own, you know, fantastical fantasy imagination devices. And I don't know that I perceive Richard Allen as being someone so sophisticated in his imagination that he doesn't need an external, mm-hmm, prop.
Yeah.
For his fantasies.
I don't know the exact number, but I would say, you know, in at least probably 90% or more of the cases we talk about, there is a digital footprint of some sort beyond just the geographic data that gives us some insight into the mind. I'd be shocked if there was nothing that is there. But again, we don't know. We don't know everything quite yet, and that's why there's going to be a trial. It'll be fascinating to see what still lies behind the curtain in the trial against Richard Allen.
Want more of the podcast without the ads?
Then hit subscribe to the True Crime Today Premium Plus channel on Apple Podcasts.
Try it now for 3 days, absolutely free.
You'll get access to all of our extended advance ad-free episodes instantly,
so you can binge without the break. True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Search and subscribe now on Apple Podcasts.
With new McValue at McDonald's, you get more than you expect. So after a long day, buy a double cheeseburger and add a McChicken for a dollar. Because saving with deals is always on the menu with new McValue.
Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.